Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, growing one, or trying to get rid of one. Sometimes we do that, right? And I've gotten rid of some before, and so sometimes you have to do that. But whatever you're doing, wherever you are on the ownership time continuum, we've got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, now in our 12th year of that. Susan Toews Spencer is our guest. She's our new friend, soon-to-be-old friend. Briefcase Essentials is her book. She says it's, if you buy the book, you'll discover 12 natural talents for achieving success in a male-dominated workplace. That sounds like it's for ladies, and I think it might be. Susan, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. You say that women have, and by the way, Susan is in addition to being the author, she's of this book, she is an entrepreneur in her own right, but prior to that, she got her law degree and then became the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, a football team that, as you know, that her father owned. But now she's had decades as a successful entrepreneur in her own right. Susan, you've learned some things about men and women in the marketplace. What are some of the advantages women have about being in the marketplace?
Being in an untraditional marketplace, you have an advantage right off the bat because you're different. You walk in and they go, oh, a girl, what's she doing here? Oh, she's smart. She knows her stuff.
Right.
Wow, that's cool. And so you put everybody off their game, and that's an important thing. If you want to get leverage and you want to get an advantage, the first thing you want to do is take them off their stride and give them a surprise. And when you come into an environment that is unexpected for you, and you know it, you can't go in there and not know anything. Then
right.
You don't have any edge.
But you got to have your cornflakes together. You can't just go in there and dine off of your looks. You got to have your cornflakes together.
You're absolutely right. You don't just get in because you're a woman.
Yeah.
If you are a woman, but you also have educated yourself to the information you really need to know, and the more you know, the better you'll do, you will have an advantage, a tremendous advantage, because then what will happen is the more you know, the more people start coming to you and asking you questions.
Right, right.
And when that happens, you got it. You
right.
won that game. You won that round.
All right. What's another example?
One of the things about women that's very different than men is they look at a business very different. For example, when I bought my first meat company, the owners had owned it for 35 years, two gentlemen, two old-time kind of crony kind of guys.
Right.
That, you know, they just came up the hard way.
Dinosaurs.
They didn't know any. They had no idea what business was all about in terms of how you're supposed to run it.
Right.
They kind of did it by the seat of their pants.
They were butchers,
and they did a good
basically.
Job.
Yeah.
Well, what surprised me, and it was a meat processing plant, is they didn't know the names of any of their employees. But
wow.
They'd been in that business 35 years.
Wow.
So when I went into the plant, the actual a physical part of the plant, the processing part of the plant, and took over the business, I couldn't just go in there and not know who these people were. I wanted to know who they were. So within about 3 days, I knew everybody that we had 80 employees.
Mm-hmm.
I knew about the names of every employee in the business. And I would go up to them and I would address them personally and say, Manny, tell me what you do. Tell me what are your issues.
Now,
are there
that's
any
not
problems
a unique,
you have?
That's not unique to women, but that is definitely something a woman would do if a man wouldn't do it. I agree with that.
To women, but in the meat business, I don't think men do that normally.
Yeah.
If they run a company, they're not going in and shaking
right.
hands with the guys.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, what else? What's another example?
The other thing that I think is unique is that women really know their details. They're really detail-oriented.
Yeah.
So, for example, we used to get, this was a meat processing plant, you know, live, the just freshly slaughtered meat. So it was not a pretty place. I still wore high heels just because I thought it was okay on a cement floor with a lot of water and a lot of blood. But nevertheless, men wouldn't do that. They wouldn't.
I only wear my high heels in formal occasions. Go ahead.
Perfect. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
as time went by, I didn't wear it anymore because I said, the hell with this. You know, yeah, I'm a girl, but I don't need to wear this.
You pulled it off in a male-dominated industry, but you still kept your femininity. But you can't do that. You can't keep your femininity and ask for exceptions. You can't be treated special, right? Absolutely not.
Yeah. No. But you can't be one of the boys either, Jim. You can't be
a guy. And that's the hard part. This is where it gets tricky for women, isn't it?
Well, it shouldn't be. But I think
What's the secret?
Well, the secret is to be who you are, not who a guy is, because we can't be guys. We're not men. We don't have the amount of testosterone they do.
Right.
We have too much estrogen.
Right.
So we have to go with what we are, and we have to push what we are. If we are proud of what we are, and we understand how valuable what we are is, we'll be successful.
And
if we try to cloak ourselves as them, we'll never get there.
But no crying, though, right?
Well, you can cry once in a while in the right situation for the right reason.
And not always.
I'll give you an example.
Quickly.
I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
But I had to shut a plant down once, and it was the worst experience of my whole life.
I've done that before, and it made me cry, too. Quickly, I've got to wrap it up. Will the NFL go out? Will the players be locked out this year? Will it be a strike in the NFL?
They have to be locked out because there's no upside for the owners to sign a collective bargaining agreement right now.
Will the owners show their numbers? Will they be transparent?
They won't show their numbers, but they don't need to show their numbers.
Sounds like a strike.
Because there's a way to get at their numbers.
And when baseball struck in the 90s, I never went back. I got to tell you, Susan, I never went back.
I don't think they'll lose a season.
Yeah, okay, that's the key. Hey, Susan, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I will.
Briefcase Essentials, folks. Check it out. It's a great book. Susan Toe Spencer. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.